But they, but all the team is black. I tell you, I never saw such a thing black.
Well, I tell you what, Alabama's basketball team started by blacks. Been doing that the past several seasons.
Well, the blacks are the best players. Might as well admit the facts.
It just seems to me that way, something.
Might as well admit the facts. They're the best.
It seems kind of funny, though, to see five black players playing at the University of Alabama. Because,
yeah, it does. Yeah, it does seem kind of funny. It's hard to get used to it, but it's that way. I don't know. I reckon it's going to be that way probably from now on. I don't know how whether athletics are going to hold up as popular in the future as they have been in the past. Everybody likes to think about, see somebody out there that's his running mate or a big buddy or something, they think, well, maybe I could have done that if I'd had a chance. Or if I'd have done this, that, or that, I'd be playing on that team too. But when they look out there and see a bunch of black, it's a different situation. There's no use to think that kids are going to be future players because they're not.
Well, I think one healthy thing that's going to happen in college athletics, especially football, is that, the limits that they put on the scholarships now.
Yeah.
We used to be, all the best players went to the big schools.
Yeah.
Alabama and Auburn got the cream of the crop, and then what was left went to the small state colleges to play football. But now with that limit, there are going to be some good players, available to go to these schools.
Well, there should be. I'll tell you, we started getting the blacks down here, the University of Michigan, and some of those northern schools would come down here. They'd go down to Galveston and Houston and some of those places down there, and they'd pick up those black players. Well, the University of Oklahoma was another one we recruited too. University of Oklahoma had some good players in those hands.
Yeah, I remember those big old defensive players that Oklahoma had, the Selma brothers.
Yeah.
You remember them?
Yeah, sure did.
They were all black, mean, big.
Well, that seems to be the coming situation, all right. Oklahoma has, I don't know, they put more emphasis on football than any of the other schools around here. Now, SMU, for a long time, put a lot of emphasis on football, but they couldn't keep up. Whatever emphasis they put on wasn't enough to keep them going. SMU used to be national champion occasionally, but they haven't been for a long time now.
I read in the paper this summer where Alabama's tennis coach is going to SMU.
I haven't kept up with that.
It's a pretty good one. Oh, I meant to ask you if where your wife's people
from. They're from Hearn, Texas. Hearn.
H-E-A-R-N-E. That's not too far away.
That's about 25 miles from Carwell, where you were yesterday. It's right north of Bryan.
Is that where she's from? Yeah. Did you know any of your grandparents?
Well, yes, and your both grandmothers. I knew them. Grandpapa didn't seem to hold out too well. I think they must have lived two rough lives or so. I didn't know either one of them. But my grandmothers both